Former fitness guru Richard Simmons dies at 76. Former fitness guru Richard Simmons, who was well known for his flamboyant personality and energetic style, was found dead at his Hollywood Hills home on July 13, just a day after his 76th birthday. Authorities were alerted shortly before 10 a.m. to his residence at 1350 Belfast Drive in Hollywood Hills West after they were informed of a cardiac arrest at the property, the Los Angeles Fire Department said. His death was attributed to natural causes and authorities did not transport anyone to the hospital upon arrival. Mr. Simmons was a well-known TV personality, having featured in numerous infomercials and television talk shows throughout the 1970s and 1980s. On July 12, his birthday, Mr. Simmons wrote a lengthy post on Facebook, followed up by him expressing gratitude for the many birthday wishes he received on his social media. "Thank you, I never got so many messages about my birthday in my life. I am sitting here writing emails. Have a most beautiful rest of your Friday," he posted in the message. Mr. Simmons had largely retreated from the public eye in recent years. His retreat from public life has spawned much speculation about his health, which was further exacerbated by his 2017 hospitalization due to a reported gastrointestinal problem. Earlier this week, however, he commented positively about his health, speaking to People magazine in preparation for his birthday. "I feel good. I am grateful that I'm here, that I am alive for another day. I'll spend my birthday doing what I do every day, which is to help people," he said. Fitness guru. After moving to California in his 20s, Mr. Simmons worked as a maitre d' in Beverly Hills. Later in the 1970s, he opened his first gym, called Slimmons, which remained open for 5 decades before finally closing in 2016. Mr. Simmons took a pioneering approach to health and fitness, focusing more on older people and those with weight issues, having gone through serious weight issues himself in his youth. His approach was largely centered around adopting a more positive lifestyle, with an emphasis on a healthy diet and regular exercise. His epiphany for turning his life around as an overweight teenager came at age 16, when a stranger left a note on his car. The note read, "Dear Richard, you're very funny, but fat people die young. Please don't die." Mr. Simmons spent decades of his life as a vegetarian, leading him to write several cookbooks with an emphasis on a healthy diet. His career soared during the 1970s and 1980s following TV appearances and eventually hosting his own TV shows, including The Richard Simmons Show, which ran from 1980 through 1984. Winning 4 Daytime Emmy Awards. He enjoyed further success with his home exercise videos during the VHS and DVD boom of the 1980s and 1990s, most notably with his Sweatin' to the Oldies series. He also appeared in multiple TV shows including Real People, a recurring role as himself on General Hospital, as well as appearances on Evening Shade and The Larry Sanders Show among others. In addition, he also appeared in Hollywood productions, starting in the late 1960s with the movie Fellini Satyricon and in the comedy What Women Want in 2000. Throughout his career, Mr. Simmons lent his name to several branded products, such as Yoplait and Herbal Essences Shampoo, and he also embarked on several other business ventures, including his cruise to Lewes ship excursions. Social media posts. Mr. Simmons would intermittently post on social media after his retreat from public life, with one particular post drawing concern from fans. In a post in March this year, he posted on X and Facebook, "I have some news to tell you. Please don't be sad. I am dying. Oh, I can see your faces now. The truth is, we all are dying. Every day we live, we are getting closer to our death." He then added some clarification to his post. "Why am I telling you this? Because I want you to enjoy your life to the fullest every single day. Get up in the morning and look at the sky, count your blessings and enjoy." In April, Mr. Simmons commented on social media about a proposed biopic, in which comedian and actor Pauly Shore would portray him. This was met with little enthusiasm by Mr. Simmons. I just read that a man that I don't know is writing my biopic starring Pauly Shore, Mr. Simmons posted at the time. I do not approve this movie. I am in talks with major studios to create my own biopic with some help. Wait for this movie. Just days before his passing, Mr. Simmons wrote on his Facebook page, getting closer to telling my story in my own words. I'm so excited. In a tribute following Mr. Simmons's death, Mr. Shore posted on X, I just got word like everyone else that the beautiful Richard Simmons has passed. I hope you're at peace and twinkling up in the heavens. Please give my mother Mitzi and my father Sammy a big hug and a kiss for me. You're one of a kind, Richard. An amazing life. An amazing story. They broke the dolphin shorts when they made you. Rest in peace, my friend. Rest in peace.